For some listeners, choosing NPR and GLT is more than keeping informed. It's a matter of sanity.
You know, in the past, I would put on, you know, one of the network TV shows, and it started to drive me crazy. And then I thought, why don't I just listen to GLT? I'm Barb Kosky, and I'm a GLT financial supporter.
NPR and GLT have been keeping her sane since the late 1990s, and she's been contributing about as long. Barb now finds GLT more important than ever as multiple scandals unfold in Washington.
It seems like every day there's something new. I've learned a lot more about how the process works, and I think it's really important to focus on what's going on at a local level, because all politics is local, so it's constantly unfolding.
In fact, Barb thinks it's a responsibility to be well-informed, and she taught that responsibility at home.
I think it is important for us as citizens to know what's going on in our community, in our state, and in the world, and I think it's important for young people, and as an educator, young people need to know what's going on. And my three children, who are now pretty much adults, have grown up listening to WGLT, and nothing makes me happier than one of them saying, hey, did you hear that story on NPR? And we have great discussions.
Barb gets it. She understands GLT and NPR are only as strong as the individual contributions from listeners.
If you are familiar with WGLT and you listen to it on a fairly regular basis, I think it's really important to support them financially. We deserve and we need straightforward, interesting, enlightened news, and WGLT is the place to find it.
Join Barb Kosky. Click donate at WGLT.org.
Do your part to support GLT.